It's funny, there's this false prophet out there called Paul Washer. You know, everybody's always emailing me and sending me his video. Oh, you need to listen to Paul Washer. And this guy, Paul Washer, has a famous quote, this preacher. He said, there's no such thing as a carnal Christian. But you know what's funny about that? In Romans 7, Paul said, I am carnal. So explain that. I guess he wasn't a Christian. I mean, the apostle Paul in Romans 7 said, I am carnal. And people say, well, you know, that's talking about before Paul was saved. Oh, I thought I am carnal is present tense. Maybe I need an English lesson. I don't know. I thought past tense was I was carnal. Turn there. Romans 7. Turn there if you would. Romans chapter 7. While you're turning there, I'll read for you verse 13. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that, look at verse 14 of Romans 7. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. He's saying, look, I don't do what I want to do. I end up doing stuff I hate. Yep. And he says in verse 20, now if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Look at verse 22. He says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. That's the spirit. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Do you notice the word warring? He said, man, after the inward man, I want to do what's right, but it's like there's this other force warring against it. There's the flesh warring against the spirit, just like we saw in Galatians 5. He said, look, I'm carnal. I do a lot of things that I shouldn't be doing. And yet Paul Washer gets up and says, there's no such thing as a carnal Christian. He says, if you're carnal, you're not saved. You're a liar, Paul Washer, because Paul was carnal. And then even in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he said he wrote unto them as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. He's saying, look, babes in Christ are carnal.